Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you on the blog line today, on the prayer line today, excuse me. God bless you and you and you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We want to welcome you, all of you who are coming together. That seems to be the theme that God is putting on the hearts of men and women all across the world. Come together, come together. Never forget, about 12, 15 years ago, God spoke that to me. And so he wanted his people to come together, make a joyful noise unto the Lord together, serve the Lord with gladness together, to praise him together, and to let him move in our midst together. Thank God for all of you who are coming together this morning. We're coming together to put the devil to flight. Let him know that we recognize his tricks, that he's trying to divide God's people, but together we stand, and divided we fall. We're standing together. We're praying together. We're praising God together and seeking him together. God bless all of you this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the prayer line. Let's go to God in prayer. Together. Heavenly Father, I realize it's such a great, great privilege to come before you. There was a time when we couldn't even come before you. We didn't have the privilege of praying directly to you. The priest had to go into the Holy of Holies and take our petitions there. We were not allowed to come into the Holy of Holies. But Jesus went to Calvary, died on Calvary, and while doing so, the veil was split from the top to the bottom. It was a symbol to say to all of us, no longer did we have to have the priest to represent us. Well, God was saying to us, that now we could come in for ourselves and make our petitions fresh before the Lord, and he would hear our faintest cry and answer us. What a privilege it is to pray. What a privilege it is to beseech you, Lord. What a privilege it is to praise you. Yeah, when people realize that they did not have this privilege years and years ago, but now we have the privilege. We praise you. May I say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. May I say I appreciate everything that you've done. Oh, God, you're so wonderful, and you're so gracious, and you're so kind, so loving. Who wouldn't want to serve you, and who wouldn't want a father like you? God, look on us today. Forgive us for every sin, any sins of commission, and every sin of omission. We love you. If we've done anything to offend you, please forgive us. Bless this prayer line. Bless every person on it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this, I believe, 97th day of our fast. God, 97th day. And the people on this line who were fasting, the 97th day. Thank you for it. Now bless every person on the line. Bless every participant. Bless those who pray. Bless those, Lord, who praise you. Bless those who give praise reports. God bless those who participate in anything. Bless them, God. Those who are awake, just say thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Bless them. God, I pray that you look on those who are less fortunate. They need your blessing. Somebody may be hungry across this world. Bless them, Lord, with food. Someone may need a shelter over their head. Bless them with that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Someone may need clothing. bless you, Lord. Holy. You promised to supply our every need. And so we do look into the heel of the promise comes our help. You're there. Our help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And oh God, we do enter into the gates with thanksgiving and praise. We're grateful to you. We bless your holy name. God, we try our best to do a job for you, to lead these precious, precious people into praying and to praising you and to standing together. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yeah, we love you and praise you. Bless those who are less fortunate in the prisons, too. Help them, Lord. Oh, God, open prison doors, as you've done on so many occasions. Open prison doors and release these precious people to praise you and to give you glory and adoration. Nobody like you. I'm convinced of that. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. We esteem you this morning. We extol thee this morning. We give you the glory, all the adoration, and all of the praise. Yeah. God, make us one. We thank you for it. Yeah, we love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, Lord. We want you to know that. But we love you. And we praise you. And we pray this prayer, all of it, everything we've said here this morning. We ask it in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you again and again and again and again. We say it. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I don't know.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't recognize your voices. Good morning to y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Lord.
Good
morning, Lord. Good morning.
Deserves your praise. Amen. All of you from every area code, I know you're there. I know who's Normie here. Amen. 919 and 916 and 913 and 404. Down there, 919-816-825 and 832, I believe that, 1 and 912 and 801, and it goes on, 847 and 773-8. 901-325 and 219. So many others. God bless you. I am praying for you. Amen. These are our last. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we come off Saturday. And that might be 96. I might be wrong on that. So 96 is today. Thursday, 97. No, all right. 97 is today. 98 is on Thursday. 99 is on Friday. And then we come off Saturday at 3 o'clock. I'm going to ask all of you, if you would, if you join us at 3 o'clock on Saturday, eating soup with us in your respective places. Amen. We'll have soup with you at 3 o'clock. Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you, make his face to shine upon you. Oh, God. We bless him and we praise him. There are many who said when we started, oh, they'll never make it more than 10 days. We made it 40, and then we declared another 40. He said, I know they won't make these 40. So we made those 40. That was 80. And then the Lord spoke and said, sure, my son, you're so close to 100. Why go 90, 80, 99 and a half? We'll do it. So we declare number 20. And here we are at day number 90. Six. Yeah. 97. Amen. And we'll come off Saturday. God bless all of you. Not fasting to be seen, just trying to organize it. When you got people from all over the world fasting with you, you want to organize it and try to keep them on track. Try to keep myself on track. Am I right? Ambassador Hagen, is this 97? Amen. This is Wednesday. Thursday is 98. Friday is 99. And Saturday is 90. It's 100. Amen.
Yes, sir. You're right. That's right.
Thank God. All right. Please join us on these next 3 days. Today, tomorrow, Friday. Actually, let's make it 4. And Saturday will be 4. Yeah. Join us on these next 4 days. Today is Wednesday. Yeah. God bless you. But we're coming off Saturday. That's the main thing I want you to know. Saturday at 3 o'clock. And join us in your home. I have this soup at that time. And remember what the Lord has done. May the Lord bless you real good. Make his face to shine upon you. God bless you and you and you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's get some. Well, let's offer some praise unto the Lord. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Amen. Now, how many of y'all realize that the Lord woke you up this morning?
Oh, yes, I do.
Many of y'all realize that he didn't have to wake you up.
Oh, I do know. I realize that, too.
Some death sirens were sounding on last night. And here you are able to praise him. I realized that when I came on the freeway and my car was flat and I pulled over, there was a hole in the side of my tire. He didn't let it blow out and let me hear it at least while I was doing 70 miles an hour. Only when I pulled off the freeway and pulled over to the side, and then he had two angels standing there. I called them angels, my two brethren, who asked me, would you like us to change it? I said, absolutely. God had them to change my tire. And then the next 2 days on this line here, I heard that somebody had a blowout lightning and the car, either the one in front or that car and one in back, I don't know, remember which one, but it flipped over 3 times and killed one of the person. I said, God, you've been good to me. You've been good to me. I realized that death sirens have sounded across the country, across the nation. But the Lord has been good to you. Why wouldn't you wake up and praise him and give him a thank you? Amen. I want to do that. I'm going to say praise check. And when I say praise check, that is not to see if you've got a praise. Everybody on this line has a praise. But I want to see what level your praise is on. Amazing grace in this line. They are the river. They are the ones who originated the praise check. Amen. To your chief ambassador. Amen. The praise check. You'll hear it across the world. Amen. You may go to Pennsylvania and hear the praise check. You may go to Florida. You may go to California and hear the praise check. In New York. Amen. But you know how things have origination places. They originated right here. God bless you. Y'all ready? I hope you are. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's been good to y'all. Yes, he has. So good to you. And bless you in so many ways. Bless your family and save your little ones. Many of y'all on this line, God healed. If it wasn't for the Lord healing your body, you wouldn't be able to say thank you. But thank you.
Thank God.
Going to give you a little wake-up call. Get ready. We're going to praise him. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. God bless you. Are y'all ready? God bless you. Let's open our mouths in every area code and give the Lord praise and do it right now. Praise check, everybody. leave Paul here speaking unto the young men, likewise exhort to be sober-minded. And then move down here as you give an instruction. Amen. But let's go to the third chapter and the second verse. Speak evil of no man. All right. I want to open up this wisdom seminar to people from all over the world who don't have any church. And God has given you understanding. If so, why don't you share it and not hold it back, but share it. Amen. God has given you a gift to understand the word. There's so many people who cannot understand it. And here you are, blessed of God. You want to share what the Lord put in your heart here. I'm in the third chapter of Titus, and the second verse. Amen. The line is open to you if you have a word. And this is the wisdom seminar. Come on, saint to God. The line is open to you. Third Titus, verse 2. All right? Anyone? Now, go on here and recognize that the Lord, who wrote the Bible using men, amen, and that he's speaking through the servant here, saying, speak evil of no man. Mm-hmm. How many have tried your best not to speak evil of anybody? And simplify, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. All right, the line is open to you. Who will speak on that?
Good morning, Mother Digby. God bless you. That's given honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to everyone who's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for this scripture. How it let us know how we ought to carry ourselves, Spirit of God in us. That's why we need, Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And I thank God for being born again, because that Spirit of God will be in you, the gentleness, the goodness. And then we remember from where God brought us. So we don't speak evil of no man, because except for the grace of God, there go I, the drunks and the different things that we could have been into. But God blessed us and saved us and kept us from that kind of life. So instead of speaking evil of them, we can pray for them that God will open up their understanding and bless them, because we don't have room to be, that's not our job, is to be speaking evil, but it's our job to speak good. And sometimes if we just hold our peace and be quiet and gentle, we can diffuse some situations. We can cause, a kind word turns away wrath. But if we get right in there and do the same thing they're doing, we're not showing Christ, but Christ died, Jesus died for us, and we ought to be appreciative of him and all of that he has done for us, and realize that we didn't do it ourselves. It was him that did it. And I thank and praise the Lord for that scripture. That's what I see out of it.
Oh, Mother. Mother, the Lord used you then. Amen. You open this up. My. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, somebody ought to be able to jump in there right after that. And then give me two or three more. Oh, my. The line is open to you. You have a word that the Lord needs you. Who on here does not believe in speaking evil of man or woman? Mother, hit it right there. But you want to let the Lord, you want to speak kindly and let the Lord show meekness for you and show temperance and long-suffering.
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas.
Yes,
I praise God this morning, honoring you, Chief Ambassador.
Bless you.
God bless you and everyone. We just thank God for the goodness of God. Realizing that the Word of God comes to give us guidelines and instructions. And I've heard so many people tell what it means to live for the Lord. Some may say, I don't know how. But that's why we read the Word of God, because it gives us how to be careful in maintaining good works. That means becoming Christ-like, taking on the attributes of Christ, the character of Christ. And it tells us all in the Word of God. So one of them is not to speak evil of no one. Not to be brawlers, not to just be fussing all the time and have something bad to say about someone else. But to be gentle, because one of the characteristics of Christ was gentleness. So all meekness. He said, for the meek, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So be meek and humble. Humble is the way. And all of these are attributes of Christ. These are the guidelines that have been given to us, how to live for the Lord, so that we cannot be caught saying we didn't know what to do and how to do. When you read the Word of God, it gives us how we ought to be. And so this is just what I'm thinking about, is being careful to maintain our good works. Don't get caught and just thinking about running your mouth and saying a lot of things and doing a lot of things. But we ought to be mindful of the ways of Christ.
My. Beautiful too. Wow. Somebody else.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Jolene Garnett. Just a little word. What I got out of is the scripture says, love and kindness have I drawn in. And we have to be so careful how we have and how we speak and how we look at things. And that's what I got out of. Love and kindness have I drawn in. We're supposed to have compassion for one another and be concerned for one another and show love. Even if they don't love you, you show love.
That's right. Amen. God bless you. Someone else. Let me read this from the NIV as you gather your thoughts. From the NIV, Titus 3 and 2 says, slander no one. In other words, don't lie on them. Don't talk about them. Don't try to slander their name. Don't get on the phone after the prayer line and have a discussion about them. No, just give you examples. But don't slander anyone. And to be peaceable and considerate about everybody. And then it says, and to show true humility toward all. Show humility toward everyone. Be humble. Amen. That's your enemy. Don't slander anyone. Don't be peaceful. No, be peaceable and considerate about everyone. And show true humility toward all persons. Amen. Let me help. All right, give me one, maybe two more. Who wants to say a word here? Amen. There's a blessing in it. Amen. All right, God bless you. I'm waiting on one more. One more who will help us. People are listening carefully.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. I just want to say
Linda,
I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, letting me see a day that wasn't promised to us. And last week or so, I had y'all to pray for me and my daughter to get guardianship for my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to court, and the judge granted us the guardianship. So
thank
I just
you.
Thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for letting us have guardianship
of my grandson. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. You be praising God everywhere. Learn.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Learn. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right, Sister Linda, that was great. My God.
Thank
all right. Since the Lord did all that for you, you ought to be able to sing Good Morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. By your joy bells, whenever you're near.
I know what God has done in my life, how he has healed my body,
oh my goodness, so many times brought me back from, some people use the word death's door. I thank God for my life, for my health and my strength. But I just want to let you all know, I requested prayer for my daughter-in-law. She had stage 4 breast cancer, and she was not able to take the traditional chemotherapy. And she had gone out to Nevada to try and get some holistic treatment. And that wasn't working. And the Lord just gave me to go and get her. And I went and picked her up and brought her back to my home. And I tell you, if you would see her now, she is life now. When I picked her up, she was so ill. I had to pray and ask God. She couldn't drive that way in the car because it was too long a ride. And almost couldn't fly here. So I said, Lord, we got to get her here some kind of way. So I prayed and asked God that he would put her to sleep on the plane and just let her be able to do this 4-hour flight. And God blessed, and he did just what we said, brought her here, put her in the hospital. She was in the hospital for a while. She did her treatments. She's up and she's walking. She's gained some weight back. Her appetite is back. And I tell you, I see a miracle right before my eyes. And I'll probably tell you all later on some more things that happened, but I just see. She went to the doctor on yesterday, and the doctor was just pleased with how well she's progressing. So I just want to say I thank you all, first of all, for your prayers, and I thank God for hearing and answering prayer because he does hear and answer prayer because he told me in his word that if I ask anything according to his will, he told me he would do it. And I know it's his will that we be healthy. And I just want to thank you all.
Wow.
Oh, Dr. Johnson, and I just want to thank you for your faithfulness because I usually pray for you. I'm not always on, I can hear me, but I'm on mute because I'm sometimes doing things that I don't want the distractions to be on the line. But I thank God for your faithfulness. You're an example because the Lord has blessed me to work in many ministries. And even sometimes when I don't feel like it, I think about your faithfulness to the prayer line, to the blog line, and all the other things that you mentioned that you're doing that we don't even know about. But yet you're faithful, and it gives me to be faithful unto God. And I just thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. All glory be to God. Thank you. All right. Let me get to our prayer request. No, I heard one more. I'm going to allow that this morning. Go ahead. I heard you trying to get in with your press report.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carolyn from Georgia.
Carolyn from Georgia. God bless you.
Yes, I have a praise report this morning.
I've been fasting for you too, Sister Carolyn. God bless you.
Thank you. Yes, I've been asking for prayer for me and my son and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly for my son. He has been going through trial after trial after trial. And it became so bad that he just went into a depressed state, and he just did not have the desire to live. He would not seek or accept professional attention. But I called on the Lord, and I asked him to pray for him. And lo and behold, I just began to see a change in his life. There is just a little light that shines in his life once again. He's beginning to eat. He's talking more, and I just thank the Lord. I know it was the Lord that is bringing him around.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank the prayer line this morning for all the prayers. And weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I just thank the Lord and praise the Lord for it.
Thank you so much. What a praise report. My God.
Man. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
thank
the Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
Brother Willie Johnson, go ahead.
I just want to thank and praise the Lord for laying down last night and just early rising this morning, closing my right mind. I want to thank God for this. Fast that Dr. Johnson had recommended for us to do it. I tell you, I thank and praise God for it every second minute of the day. Because if it had not been for Jesus on my side, where would I be? I thank and praise God that He was giving me, since I've been fasting, he was giving me more anointing. And I tell you, I found myself standing up in my every night, just I don't be saying it out loud, but I be saying and praising the Lord. All that anointing come up on me, I change the tube. I can't hardly hold my feet. I just thank you, and here at home, I thank and praise God. I just have myself a good time. I'm just asking the Lord to help me to carry out, let the light shine in me. Help me to carry it out to the streets and to the highways and byways. I just ask the Lord just to help me to always be in the position to pray and to help someone else. I tell you, God just been so good. He's just been so good to me. I'm here. I'll be by myself. Don't think I don't be serving the Lord. I'll tell you the truth. God is good. I tell you, I get so full sometimes. Thank you, heaven. If I can make heaven. If I can take. Because if it had not been for him, I don't know where I'd be. I just thank and praise God for it. Allow me to be truthful. I want to be truthful at what I'm doing and let his light shine through me. I tell you, I just thank and praise God. I'm just asking him to allow me to be in a position to go out in the highways and byways and tell men and women that the wages of sin is guilt, but the gift of God is eternal. I just thank him. He's good. Mm-hmm. All the time. And I just want to tell Mia, the lady that I had, y'all were praying for, she passed away in New York. She passed away. But I got a chance to witness to her. And she said, Mother, she called me Mother Willie Johnson. She said, Mother Johnson, do you think I'll see my mother again? I said, of course you will. I said, but you got to live right. I said, you got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I said, oh, that'll be the only way that you're going to see God again, is to walk up right before him and just accept him and ask him to forgive you for your sin. And I thank God for that time with her. And I just thank him and praise him and thank him and praise him. But I can only pray this young lady I married was. She had a stroke, she said, when she was 18. I think she said she was 32 or 33 now. But anyway, she's working there, and she's limping. It's on one side. I think it's the left side. But the other morning, the Lord had put in my spirit to help her. So some of the oil that Dr. Johnson gave me, I went and bought a little ball, and I poured something in there. So I waited for the outside, and I told her, I said, sweetheart, I said, do you know the Lord? She said, yes, yes, yes. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, take this oil, and I said, anoint yourself every day that you get up. And I said, see what the Lord bless you and enable you to be able to walk without hurting you. She'd be hurting when she's walking. She went walking all night. And I feel for her. And I gave her that arm for her to anoint herself with. But I'm just sure the Lord will, she's going to come back with a good report. But I just thank God because he is good. He is good. So I just ask y'all to keep praying for me.
Certainly will, Mother, and never. So wonderful. Amen. Thank God for your tender and sweetheart.